Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley here with Mike Ingersoll from Inside Carolina. Mike, one of the freshmen that a lot of UNC fans are really excited to see on the field potentially next season is William Barnes, the four-star offensive tackle out of Florida. But talk with us about the transition from high school to college football on the O-line and how you think William Barnes may handle that change.
Football at the college level is much more cerebral than it is at the high school level. So the hardest part is not so much the physical stuff. If you have a guy who's physically gifted, a physically gifted player, he'll win more times than he'll lose. Now, the question is, what's that percentage? What's that ratio look like, right? Is it out of 10 plays, he wins 6, he loses 4, right? Or does he win 9 and he loses 1? What you're going to see is as players get more experienced and they become more comfortable, you know, as you become more comfortable, you experiment more with your own technique. You find out what works for you within the realm of technique you're being taught from your offensive line coach. And that only comes with experience. That comfort level only comes with experience. So what you'll see is your older players, they'll win 9 times, they'll lose once, they'll win 8 times, they'll lose twice out of 10 plays, right? That's what their ratio is going to look like. But a good, gifted young player, he's going to find a way to beat guys just because he's a more dominant physically at the point of attack, or he's just more athletic, but he's just doing it off of pure athleticism, pure natural ability. The hard part for young offensive linemen, this is a topic we've talked about before, and it will be true until the end of time. It was true with me. It's true with everybody. No matter how smart you are, no matter how good you were in high school, the playbook is much more dense. So there's a learning adjustment from, you went from being the man to you're losing. So you have a little hit to your ego, and then your head is swimming. Because these play concepts and stuff, you don't go over in high school. So a guy like William Barnes, who's getting a lot of buzz, he's got all the physical tools and he's going to be okay because of that. Once he gets more comfortable and gets out of his own head a little bit, that's going to be the process.
Thanks for the information as always, Mike. To get the full scoop on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.